today will surely bring its shares of doubts and concerns. So for now, let's pause for a moment of encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
Are there times when you feel you should say something to your friend, but you don't know how to say it? Have there been times when you wanted to share a word of advice with a coworker, but you didn't know how to say it? How often have you been dying to tell someone something that would assist them, but you had trouble finding the words to say? Interacting with people would present opportunities to speak to them regarding an issue of concern that would benefit the person in the future. But how do you share this information without offending them? What you say could hurt their feelings. What you say could damage a friendship. So what do you do? In Proverbs 25, verses 11 and 12, it is written, "A word fitly spoken is like apples of gold in settings of silver, like an earring of gold and an ornament of fine gold, is a wise rebuke to an obedient ear." It's not so much about what you say to them, but more about how you say it. If you have information to share with others that has the propensity to offend them, say it in a way that's palatable. A word fitly spoken is a word for the right time, not when you feel like you want to say it. It's not the word that's spoken, but the burden is on how it is delivered. This is a word spoken at the right time, in love, with the hearer's heart in mind. A word fitly spoken points to the motive of the speaker. Apples are sweet, sour, and beautiful in color, but these apples are apples of gold served in a setting of silver. A word of counsel or reproof, rightly spoken, is especially beautiful as fine fruit becomes still more and more beautiful in silver baskets. These are words spoken in due season and at time under the right conditions. There is a time and place for everything. When searching for the right time and place, always consider the individual and the relationship you have with them. Is it one that would allow you to share certain information without offense? Is it the kind of relationship that will consider what is being said and act on it, or will it be thrown back in your face? The word is the fruit set off by its circumstances, as the latter's beauty is enhanced by the grace of the vessel which contains it. Whatever is shared with grace in mind. Consider yourself and how you would want to be communicated with. The person you are speaking to deserves that and more. Add value to their lives by serving them with a word fitly spoken. These are just a few words to encourage and remind you to keep the main thing the main thing.
Join us each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement. Discover more when you download the free Tony Hare Ministries app on your mobile device. Hear the latest message, start your personal Bible reading plan, customize your private journal, and much more. Download the free Tony Hare Ministries app today.